say you're dating a guy and his ex-wife passed away.
Okay.
So, and he's still, he's kind of getting over it, but it, you know, it's, you're never really going to get over it. So now he's engaged to this new woman and now she's pregnant.
Wait, I'm dating this guy?
Okay, yes. So you're dating this guy. His wife before you died tragically. And now he's dating you and he knocked you up.
Okay.
And you found out that it's a girl.
Okay.
And he wants to name the baby after his ex-wife.
Well, it depends. How did she die? Did he murder her?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Yes. I'm not naming a baby after a murder victim. I'm not naming my a murderer's baby.
Well, no, she passed away in horrible, let's say COVID. She passed away from COVID.
She died from COVID.
Okay. Let's say that.
Okay.
So you're going to let him name the baby inside of you right now, the ex-girlfriend.
Not in a million years. Not in a million years.
Because knowing you, you already have a name for the ex-wife. Even though she died, you in your own way have your own little name for her.
I sure do. And it rhymes with itch. No.
So, John, you thinking about itch right now? Is that what you're doing? You're staring off into space. You're not thinking about me. You're thinking about itch.
No, look, I'm sad for him that he lost the woman that he loved, but now he's with me and it's part of starting over. He can remember her. He can have photographs of her. He can talk about her. He can be in touch with her family if he needs to, you know, that's fine. But no, no way. Like, I'm not naming my baby because that makes me feel like I'm just a placeholder and the baby is like what he's been waiting for. Like, it'll make me feel like I have no value.
Yeah, you think the baby needs her own identity and not the identity of the itch.
Right, that's really well put. Yeah, that's the other thing too. I don't want him having that association every time he looks at our baby.
While his side of the family is all for it, her side of the family, you guessed it, is not all for it. So
this is
a
real story. This is actually happening.
This is actually happening right now. So nobody knocked you up. This happened to a couple in England. So they're going through counseling right now before they get married, which I think is a big red flag anyway. I think if you're in counseling before you get married, you should just call it off.
Because no,
it's not going to get better.
Actually, the opposite. If you're in counseling before you get married, that bodes better for your relationship. It says that you're going to deal with all the stuff that could potentially break you up.
I've never believed that at all. Before you get married, you should never get out of bed. So you should never have anything to fight about. You should always be in bed with that person until you get married. Then after you're married, if you have issues, then you can go see somebody.
Not everyone's as healthy as you. I mean, some people have issues they need to deal with. Like, oh, I don't know, their spouse died. You know what I mean? That's something they might need to deal with before they get involved in another relationship. No, there's no way. I can't imagine anybody is on board with her having a baby and naming it the dead ex-wife or the dead wife's name. That's really creepy. And it's not fair to the little girl. Like, can you imagine growing up and that's your identity and that's who you're associated with? No. Look, I have a problem when somebody wants to name somebody Junior. I don't like that at all.
Right.
I think I have yet to meet in my life. I'm sure there's people out there that are very secure and their names are they're juniors and they've been able to take it on no problem. But in my life, in my personal experience, I have yet to meet somebody who is a junior that does not feel inferior to the person they were named after, that they feel like they're just like, you know, John Junior, like I'm just a piece of John, like I'm not really my own person.
Let's say. And I always wonder about this. So let's say there's a heaven and the ex-wife went to heaven. And
of course,
when he dies, he's going to go to heaven. And then his new wife is going to die and she's going to heaven. So who wins? Who gets the wife or the husband forever?
Oh, that's going to be really awkward. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because you said, I love you and I'm going to be with you forever. To the first wife.
No, till death do us part.
Right.
till death do us part, which means you get up there, Jennifer Aniston, you're dead, I'm dead. When you're in heaven, you get to be with whoever you want to be with.
No, you can say that now, but if Joe is up there with somebody and you end up there, you're not going to let him do that.
Till death do us part, I'm going to be off with Brad Pitt. Thank you very much. Oh,
so so you agreed to it. It doesn't matter after that point.
Yeah, no, literally till my last breath. Once that's over, all bets are off.
So the wedding ring goes off your finger into the casket and you're picking up somebody at the funeral.
Listen, it's supposed to be heaven. You think it's going to be heaven to be with your ex-spouse? That's not heaven.
Well, he probably liked her. So, see, that's the thing. When you go to heaven, you're going to have to be with Sean Lee.
Why would I have to be with Sean Lee? He's got a new wife.
I know. So what's Sean going to do? Because you're going to be mean and yell at him. And then
I don't want to be with Sean Lee in heaven. I didn't want to be with him on earth. Why do I want to be with him in heaven?
You're not even going to look at Sean Lee in heaven. You're just going to be like, just go on, do your own thing.
I mean, if I see him like floating by in a cloud, I'll wave. You know, if he floats by like with a harp on a cloud, I'll certainly say hi, like wave hi. But, you know, I'm busy with Timothy Olyphant. I got no time for him.
because death do you part. Till death do us part.
That's right. Even though I never married my boyfriend, the till death do us part also applies. I have a boyfriend who died in college. Uh-huh. I'm sure he looks amazing. I can't wait to see. He died young. He's going to be, I mean, I feel bad for him. I'm going to show up like an old lady. He's going to be like, who the hell are you?
Look, Betty White died. Oh, now that's Cooper. Oh.
Well, that's the thing. So when you get to heaven, do you look like your best age or do you look like the age you were when you died?
Am I going to be, it's not like I'm living to 60 anyway. So am I going to be a 60-year-old guy? And if I die in my pajamas, is that what I'm going to have to live with forever?
These are all very good questions that I really cannot answer.
I mean, when people see ghosts of their exes or their parents or whatever, it's always the best looking them.
Well, actually, when people see ghosts, they're always from like the 1810s. Like, where are the ghosts from the 1960s? Where's the hippies? Where's all the hippies who OD'd with the long hair and the cool clothes? Where are those ghosts?
You know what I bet it is? I bet there's a really long line to heaven. So the line lasts for 100 years. So the only people through the line right now are the people from the 1800s. The other people are still in line.
But then it's not heaven.
No, but you're not in heaven. You're in purgatory because you're waiting to get to heaven. So you still have to go through the people counter like at the subway. Time is nothing when you're dead. So it could take 100 years. It's like Disney World.
Wait, so you're saying that heaven is one big long line at Disney World?
Waiting to get on the ride. And once you get on the ride, you can go on the ride or you can go back to Earth and see your grandkids.
How do I get an express pass?
See, that's they haven't worked on that yet.
You don't know this. You've never been to heaven. You don't know any of this.
Well, that's what Patrick Swayze had in Ghost. He had an express pass because he went right through.
See, people can go right through.
Okay. So work on getting that express pass.
Well, you're not going right through. I don't even think you're going to heaven, frankly.
Yeah, it's going to be a long ass line, and I'm just going to bitch the whole time. Oh, come on. And it's going to be like Stop and Shop, where it's like, no serving, never. Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be very warm where you're going.
It's like the DMV.
Right, you're going to the DMV.